And welcome back to the broadcast. Keep in mind, the shortwave moves to 11920, WWRB 11920, starting Monday, the 3rd of October, which is UN Habitat Day. How many knew that? Eric, I see here in the Popular Mechanics August edition, Fighting Smarter, New Weapons, Better Tactics, How Our Troops Are Applying the Lessons of Iraq. And it's just remarkable how this maneuver with our military continues, and yet the recruiting is the lowest it's ever been in the Army, and we can understand why, can't we?
You there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I got cut off. I didn't know they'd patch me through. I can't even believe the stuff that's going on, and I think people are starting to be educated as to how they're being used, and that, I mean, literally what's going on right now, the move into Iraq and all that stuff was a military strategic maneuver. It was nothing less. It wasn't about putting oil and fuel in our SUVs and in our homes for heating and whatever, which even if that was the case was abhorrent because we're not supposed to go in and attack a foreign, you know, country, sovereign nation, for quote-unquote supposed weapons of mass destruction that never materialized, mm-hmm. and supposed, well, he tried to kill my daddy, or the issues of, well, we're bringing democracy to them at the end of a bayonet. When you try to export democracy, it's nothing but a ruse for exporting totalitarian control. I mean, look at all the puppet governments that we've set up in Panama, Noriega, Chile, before, what's his name got in there, Chavez. We've set up these puppet, Iran, Iraq, Egypt. We've been playing games all around the globe for so long, rather than carrying on more important things that people want, commerce, trade, transportation, the ability to live their life, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and not be embroiled in all these foreign wars where we're spending $300 billion or more this year, and a lot of it's in graft, corruption, collusion with Halliburton and all these other corporations, rather than putting that money into new bridges, roads, highways, communication systems here within the United States. The democracy is like anything else. It's self-promotional. People are attracted to it because of what it is. You don't need to sell people on it. You don't need to force it upon people. If you really have true, one thing, this is the terms that I was talking about, because a lot of people are thrown out, we are a republic. We're not a democracy. And that's BS, because a democracy and a republic, a true republic, are inseparable.
In other words, we're supposed to be a republic. We're supposed to be, but we're not. Right?
Well, we are supposed to be a republic, but it's chosen through democratic institutions. Like, president doesn't lead the country. He's a chief executive officer. Mm-hmm. He's the Article 2 proceed, Article 2 executive branch. Article 1, we're led by Congress. Congress sets the laws and rules of our nation. They're the ones who put forth the Declaration of Independence. They're the ones who, put the Constitution and Bill of Rights in there. These guys who have taken over our country and hijacked it do not believe in a Bill of Rights, period. They were the ones that, even in our inception as a country, as a constitutional, republic, and that's the important thing, is the Constitution is tied to that, whole aspect of being a republic. So are those democratic institutions, like the vote. It's not polling people. It's true vote. We're supposed to have a right and to speak.
Well, let's let you finish up here, because we don't want to leave you hanging, and the listeners are probably wanting more. So let's continue on the other side with Eric. And keep in mind, the Communist Party of Iraq is well in place. It's on our website. You can see it for yourself. We'll be back to continue. Stay with us.